Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Want to get in on the show? You're more than welcome to. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We just heard from Andrew Siciliano. Andrew, loading us up with knowledge, especially about this week's game against the Bears. The coordinator spoke today. That would be Bubba, Tommy, and Mr. Schwartz were all stepping to the podium today. In particular, Tommy Rees talked today. And you know what I love about press conferences, and I love the fact when coordinators step out there, take responsibility for everything that happens. Like, so I just noticed some of the headlines of what they had talked about. One of them was the 2-point try at the end of the game, Jeff, where obviously it was botched. It didn't work. It was a bad call. So I love it when a coordinator will step out there, take responsibility for things, step out and just say, you know what? It's on me 100%. We screwed this thing up. We completely messed up where we were going with this. I can't believe I took the quarterback off the field when he was doing such a great job. And stand on his ground and say, I will never make that mistake again, especially with a hot quarterback. Is that what we can expect from a guy like Tommy Rees?
I don't know Tommy very well. You tell me.
I don't know either. I don't know Tommy really well either. I'm just saying. That's what I want. I want to hear Tommy step out there and say, we shouldn't have taken the quarterback off the field. He was asked the question today about the botched 2-point play, and please give me the answer we want.
If that play works, it's a totally different conversation, right? And so, unfortunately, we got to do a better job as coaches to make sure that we can execute in those moments. You know, like, we had confidence in that call, and we just didn't execute it in the moment when we needed to. And as coaches, you try to, you know, figure out why so that you can get it corrected moving forward.
So he didn't answer the question, and that's what I was kind of hoping for. And when I hear people talk about executing in plays that don't work, that's normally when they get executed at the end of the season.
Made me think of a line one of my former bosses dropped on me.
Yes.
Yeah, if my aunt had, she'd be my uncle.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If that play had worked.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It was a bad idea. Bad idea.
Well, in your estimation,
Jeff.
And mine.
Jeff. They took the quarterback. I don't care who the quarterback was. The guy that had thrown for more than 360 off the field. Like, I'll never understand that one.
They'd had success running two-point conversions with Quinshon and running short yardage plays in the Wildcat.
And they've had so many comebacks before.
I mean, I get what they were thinking. I just disagree with it. I would have gone to my best play using, at that point, my best offensive player in the game.
Yes.
And I would have gone for it. I wouldn't have taken my best offensive player off.
Why is it so hard for coaches just to take responsibility other than say, this is on me? How many times are we going to hear, this one's on me? My fault.
Apparently a few more.
My bad. Didn't mean to take all that cash out of the cash register. Thought it was for me, and then I found out it wasn't. My bad.
Fixed.
Just sitting at the restaurant, I thought the food was free. I just walked out the door. My bad. Shouldn't have done that either. Anything else? I don't want to physically hurt anybody during this conversation. So the other part of talking to the coordinators today, and I think a lot of people are making a big deal about this, it's football. I think once you get moving, other than if you see your breath and your hands are literally frozen, I think the game is still the game, and I think guys know how to go out there and play, especially we've seen in the snow. At our place lately, but they are expecting cold temperatures in Chicago on Sunday, and this has been a big point of discussion going into the game. So what did Tommy Rees have to say about dealing with a cold?
Obviously, the weather's beautiful in Cleveland this time of year, too, so helps prepare us there. Look, in this time of the year, you have to account for some of that. You know, we'll see what it ends up being like come game day. But, like, our focus is strictly on our preparation and getting our game plan ready to go, and then we'll adjust as need be.
The forecast for Sunday in Chicago is 10 degrees. Winds at 16 miles an hour.
Balmy.
10 degrees.
Probably colder at Soldier just because that's right on Lake Michigan like our stadium is.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's to the our stadium is at the south, and we get all that lake effect snow. Their stadium is to the west of the lake. Does that make a difference?
I don't know. Why the hell would I know that?
Jeff, staff
meteorologist. Is it on the other side of the lake then? So in other words, it's not getting lake stuff.
It's on the other side. Way. Right, that is correct.
Unless you get something from the south, Andy.
And that would be what?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. I'm always reminded of bad weather games, seeing Al Davis and the Raiders play against the Browns during the Red Right 88 game and walking by him and actually seeing him and saying to my dad, Dad, I think that man needs a Kleenex because it was so cold that day. Remember how cold it was that day?
It was chilled.
It was cold. It was very, very cold. Again, temperatures for Sunday, looking at probably a low of 2, but it will be sunny.
I hate those games.
Well, you don't have to play.
I don't like watching them as much either.
Really?
Yeah. I've made my thoughts real clear on playing in good conditions. I prefer them.
Dan, do you like these? These are what the word slobberknocker were invented for.
Good old JR. Hope you're well wherever you are.
Good word.
No, I'm not the biggest fan of them. I mean, I know it does very well for NFL films, and you get, you know, what was it, Scott Sable? Is that who always did it? I can't think of who does.
Steve,
thank you. it does well for all those in John Fashenda and all of that. But
and you see the steam coming out of there.
Yeah.
Coming off of Ray Nitschke's head.
It's wonderful when you think of, you know, Days of the Ice Bowl and all that stuff. The Ice Bowl's a really crummy football game. Like, it's not enjoyable to watch.
That's my point, Dan. These guys are such good athletes.
It does wonders for lore, but, you know, lore turns into fiction after a good period of time. So
bingo.
Why not have nonfiction a little bit better?
All right. So, but does the weather, and I guess this was my point when we started talking about the weather for this game too. Does this make you expect a quarterback to be what in cold weather? I expect them to run the ball like crazy in cold weather, especially if there's snow. I'm always expecting a running game.
You want more running. The alternative thought?
Are you going to throw the ball more in the snow?
Wide receiver knows where he's going. Defensive back doesn't.
I talked to Tyvus about that last week. He didn't seem to be too. Like, I thought that would be, especially because the track last week here was a little muddy. And I was like, you know, what does that mean? And he's like, people make a bigger deal.
Mud's different than ice.
It's just the shoes. It's just the spikes, isn't it?
Not from every defensive back I've ever heard from on this subject.
Then what would most of them say?
They'd say, well, wide receiver knows where he's going.
Dick and Dayton. Go ahead, Dick. What's up, man?
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays to you.
Hey, I just wanted to say something, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
And Dan and everything.
Andy.
And Bill.
I'm going to ask you this. I've been a fan for years and rooted and everything. Do you think if Stefanski loses these last three games, there'll be a change in the coach or the defense, you think?
I don't think they'll change the defensive coordinator. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
If they get a new head coach, if they do decide to get a new head coach, he may want his own coordinators in here, which would make sense.
I think Shabir is good. I think he's going to be good. But I just wonder, you know, I know you guys hear this and everything, but it's just it's like a nightmare. But I really think that, you know, with time here, we're going to be okay. I'm going to still root for him, but I just don't want to see him, Jeff or Dan, at 3-14. But if it is, it is. If you're that way, are you going to get draft picks that help, you think?
Oh, that's a great question there, Bill. I appreciate it. Was that Bill and – oh, I'm sorry. That was Dick and Dayton. Sorry. Guys, it's your show. Knock it out. What do you got?
Cut them some slack, Andy.
Jeff? Dan?
Yes, hopefully, Dick, the draft picks will help like they did this year.
14 years I've been doing this.
And hopefully whomever takes over would have a conversation with Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, I would like – if there's ever a change in the coaching, I would like to see Jim Schwartz stick around. If I'm Jim Schwartz, I'd probably think, wonder where else I could work.
14 years.
Rocky, your thoughts?
That's Bill. Numerous letters from him, too. I'm dumbfounded.
They're addressed to me.
No, they were addressed to me. Like,
I don't believe so.
No, when I'm telling you, I have a stack of them from when I was over at TV.
Oh.
Well, maybe he forgot who I was.
You're there.
Maybe he still thinks I'm over there?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I'm still getting letters.
I don't know.
I say when I used to be. I still am. It's just a different place. 14 years. Well, would you rather be called Titus?
I'd rather be called on payday.
Well, that's a good point, Jeff. It is Jeff, isn't it?
Can be anything you want if you send me a check every other Friday.
I agree.
I always wanted to be Spike.
That's what you wanted your name to be?
Not really.
Just Butch?
Thought I'd say something, Andy, to get you to the break.
We don't have enough of those.
No.
We don't have enough Spikes. We don't have enough Bubbas.
Spike Owen. Remember Spike Owen?
Yeah. Biff. We only have one Biff that's known of who's taken over for Michigan as the interim coach. Outside of that, there aren't many Biffs.
There was Biff Henderson. There was Biff from Back to the Future.
Well, right, but in your day-to-day life, you don't run across a lot of people who say, call me Biff. It's a shame. You should have more.
What does Biff even mean?
I don't know. It's a good name, though.
I don't know. I'm going to go figure things out after
Rocky,
14
not
years.
Not a lot of Rockies out there anymore.
I'm going to contemplate what I'm doing. We'll come back. Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.